Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's time, as promised, for a Mugs game. I'm going to play you a little clip from yesterday's live broadcast, but I've beeped out a key part of it. So if you were paying attention or listening yesterday, you'll know what's missing. And if you do, well, text the answer to 81215 and be in the running to win yourself a purple Absolute Radio mug. So, as I say, this clip does come from yesterday's show when we started talking about a certain thing and it kind of took over the whole show.
Anna was talking about yesterday.
I didn't stop talking about
chat. Anna gave as an answer on Five Words, Five Grand yesterday, in case you don't know what we're referring to.
It's tough. To be fair, they are the bane of a lot of people's lives.
100%
and
they
take a long time to get fixed.
Someone say bang. Yeah. So, we've spent two whole shows discussing what? Potholes or plot holes?
Oh.
That's A, potholes, or B, plot holes. Your names and your answers, A or B.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is the final Mugs game of the working week. The final opportunity for you to win some merchandise because, of course, around this time, on a Friday, if you early birds, it's all about that Wix gift card worth £250. And hoping to win a mug, we have Sam on line one. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, the rest of you.
Hello, Sam. Hi, Sam. Sam is a farmer in Somerset, at Manor Farm, Somerset, no less.
Oh.
Our dearest producer, Ellie, of course, also was raised in Somerset, but she's now banned from the whole place.
Yeah.
Producer Asbo over there, not
she's
welcomed
not
back, so it must be nice for her to hear a familiar voice, Sam. So it's great having you on air. So are you are literally sat atop a tractor amongst sheep and cow right now, Sam?
Amongst the cows at the moment. I'll do the sheep in a minute when I get there.
Right, OK. Well, we don't want to hold you up, do we, you know? I mean, it's a strange question. You've probably never given it much thought, but do you think the cows have a favourite one of our decade stations? Do cows like 80s or 90s? Are they 10s kind of guys? What do you think?
Definitely 80s girls.
Definitely 80s girls.
Yeah,
OK, that's
yeah.
The cows. And the sheep, is that the same?
I would have thought so.
Now, listen, whenever we speak to one of our listeners who early in the morning is taking their dog for a walk, I ask a now patented question: how much does your dog weigh? Coming to Channel 5 real soon. So, for the first time ever, I suppose we should ask Sam, how much does your cow weigh?
Between 450 and 700 kilos.
Right, okay.
Weighty.
So, yesterday on the show, Sam, we were fixated by a certain something, but was it potholes or plot holes?
It was potholes.
Let's see if you're right. Let's see if you're right.
Anna was talking about potholes.
Yes, Sam.
You've done it.
Congratulations, you've won the final mug of the week. Lovely having you and the cows tuned in. We'll speak to you real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now, as promised, it's the social ammunition, and Matt is taking us way back into the day.
We're going retro Facebook today, social ammo history, because, well, actually, this week, funnily enough, Facebook announced that it's bringing back the poke button.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my dad used to tell me about that.
Because of a surge of popularity.
I didn't question it.
I went along with it. I've been trained.
What do you mean went along with it? I like your phrasing, young man.
So, yes, the poke button, there's been a surge in popularity amongst Gen Z users.
Oh, yeah, we're using it.
The number
now.
Of pokes have gone up by 1,300% this year.
That was just me.
That was just you.
Weird. I can't stop poking.
Weird sort of thing in the early days.
I poked Swiss yesterday, yeah, Anna. Yeah. Glenn got a poke this morning.
Playful, flirtatious way of talking to someone, wasn't it? Very
one strange. Of the worst things to do accidentally.
Yeah.
It was life ruining.
I've accidentally hit the poke button. Yeah, very dangerous. But it takes us back to Facebook's heyday, and lots of people have been in touch with me over the past 24 hours to remind us about a piece of social ammo history. An animal that went viral before any other animals really went viral is 13 years old this week. It is this guy. Fenton was in 2011.
You could not move for people saying Fenton back then, could you?
Fenton so much. They poke you and then just shout, Fenton, that's it.
It's wild when you look at the footage of what camera phones used to... I've seen clearer footage of Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's quite grainy. Yeah, it's almost as like grainy as a picture of the royal family would be. But yeah, it's like taking. It's filmed by a guy called. He was 13 at the time. Jake Goodyear. He filmed it. He's now 26, which makes you feel old. And he made in 2012. He made £100,000.
Did
just,
he?
Just what? From the YouTube clip.
Wow. Because you'd have to name your house you bought with the money Fenton.
Yeah,
Fenton Towers.
Yeah. Fenton made so much money because it went viral all around the world.
Everyone. So he wasn't a YouTuber, but he made lots of money through having a clip on YouTube.
He was just out filming some deer.
So YouTube was a tryhard. He was just like, hey, look, it's just a guy looking for his dog, whatever.
He was out filming some deer one day on a lovely morning in Richmond Park, and then that guy, who, by the way, they eventually unveiled that guy. He was an editorial consultant.
No, don't tell me! La, 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 la.
He's called Max.
Max,
editorial
okay.
consultant. So they did eventually find out who he was. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
13 years of Fenton. You'll be talking about him later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Okay, so here we go. Yesterday on the Social Ammunition, Matt Dyson, you brought us tale of a new potholing machine.
Yes, yeah.
What a machine.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it? The Autonomous Road Repair System, ARES, which uses AI to spot potholes and fill them in. Hertfordshire County Council leading the way when it comes to this roboticized vehicle.
So we thought that ARES was a good idea but a terrible name. Mm. So we charged you with the task of renaming it, which you did in your literally in your thousands, and you sent them in to us, and I'm so grateful. So we composed an email to Rena Ranger, the yes. councillor in Hertfordshire, who's kind of overseeing this project, with your suggestions. And I'm so pleased to say that within about 2 hours of sending the email, she replied.
Wow.
Shall we see what she had to say?
Yes.
Yes. Dear Dave Berry Breakfast Show, thanks for your email to Rena and your interest in the pothole preventing robot. I never thought I'd ever receive an email open with those words. Thanks for your email to Rena and your interest in the pothole preventing robot. So first of all, I'm thinking, uh-oh, Rena's got an ego. She's talking about herself in the third person. Then it dawns on me that we've been passed over.
It's her assistant.
To the robot.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave. I've got a howl humour for you there. Rena passed this over to me as I've been working on this project. So we've gone to Claire.
Great.
Claire, who's ahead of the project, which is great. Good morning, Claire. We know you're listening. It's great to see so many people getting behind this new technology. The robot's current name is ARES Prevent. As it goes through its testing phase, we wouldn't rule out some sort of naming competition in the future.
Oh, yes.
So not renaming it now, but definitely taking all of your suggestions and thinking about doing a naming competition, not my words, Claire's words, in the future.
Amazing.
Possibly when we are further along in the process of welcoming the vehicle in our robotised fleet. Thanks to your listeners, that's you guys, Claire saying thanks to you, for all your suggestions though, and we will certainly take them on board when we get to that point. We're pleased your listeners are as excited as we
are. We are excited.
Claire taking all of our cool badges there. We are pleased to all this.
I haven't even been here.
There's people in the show right now going, "Move!" I'm excited about robotized potholing. What's going on? Are excited as we are about the possibility of a robot that can prevent potholes appearing in the first place. And then such a friendly, casual, breezy sign-off from Claire. She's just got, even though she works for Hertfordshire County Council, she's just gone for cheers, Claire.
Cheers, cheers. Simple. Yeah, it's amazing, that is, isn't it? The social ammo setting the agenda. You know, getting the local government, local politics is the talk. Social ammo is setting what they talk about.
Yeah, I can see this next to your face on a billboard. So I replied, Philip Schofield, it is then, question mark? Yep.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So yesterday on the show, it was 0 out of 5 words.
5 words. 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
And so we go again, hoping to match 5 words with a member of the team and therefore secure £5,000, is Lorna. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome to the show. Lorna has a 6-month-old daughter named Marnie. Congratulations, Lorna.
Thank you.
Lorna tells me if she wins the money, that's where it's going. Yes. It's all going to the newborn baby. Of course it is. So, Lorna, is there a member of the team you'd most like to be matched with today, the one you think could help you achieve your 5 words, 5 grand dreams? We've got a full house. So we've got Matt, we've got Anna or Glenn.
I think, obviously, I don't have any favourites, but I think I would probably say Glenn.
That's a favourite.
I've not tried with Glenn before.
The people's favourite. OK, let's spin the random player generator, see if you're getting Glenn. Here we go.
Dyson. Anna Geary.
Glenn. It's going to be Matt Dyson. Matt Dyson. Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore!
All right, good luck.
The pressure's on.
An early win as Glenn Moore leaves the studio. And he's closed the door really quietly, which is no use to me working in an audio format. Lorna, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think the man known as the Method Man is most likely to give, because I will be giving Glenn the same 5 words. And if he says the same as you, well, you get your £5,000 to spend on Marnie, which would be just lovely. So good luck. Give.
Take.
Yes.
Theatre.
Ooh. Play.
Theatre goer, perhaps? Yeah, it is a tough one, though.
Studies.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You would have said pothole, wouldn't you?
It's a pothole.
Every answer.
Give, pothole.
Everyone's going to want to get me now.
Let's bear that in mind as we go through the remaining 3 words. Just in your heads, just in the back of here, just think, this Anna's going to say pothole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So all of these things. Lorna, the next word is baby.
As in B-A-B-Y?
Yeah, baby. Really.
I mean, wow. I could give you...
I'm literally looking at one right now, Dave.
So many.
Oh, my God. I literally can't think of anything.
Okay, well...
Baby brain.
Yeah,
baby brain.
Oh, I nearly said it as well. It would have been null and void if I'd said it. But yes, it's brilliant.
That is amazing.
You have your baby brain to thank for the excellent answer, baby
Genius.
Brain.
That's what it's for, winning something on the radio.
It's just fantastic, Lorna. I love that so much. Excellent work. Okay, 2 more words remaining. Don't forget, Anna's always thinking pothole. Real. And that's, by the way, sorry, all jokes aside, R-E-A-L, real. Yes.
There's a word that's popped into my head, but my husband told me yesterday not to say this, so thing that comes into my head because nobody else would say the same.
Yeah, but everybody knows not to listen to him.
Yeah, I really want to know what it is.
We all know that.
Thing.
Real thing. Yes. Good.
Excellent. And finally, the word is wind. W-I-N-D.
Mill.
Always good.
Lorna, nicely done. We got there. We got through your five words, and it is a good set. You should be very proud of yourself.
You didn't say pothole once. Well done.
Well done. I can see Anna's face. She's dying to just shout it out.
It would have worked for all of them. Real pothole. And maybe
pothole.
Not
win. Yeah. Baby pothole. Yeah,
there
it's true.
There's no
baby
such thing. Work. They're all massive.
Yeah, it didn't do a great deal of damage to the car. It was just a baby pothole.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Been said.
You've got me
doesn't
there.
Need the robot.
You've got me there. So, Lorna. Wait on the line. Glenmore's in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
And there he is, the Method Man, back in the studio, ready to play. Lorna.
Hello.
Shall we get down to business?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. Glenn, first word, give.
Take.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
That's nice. So we've already bested yesterday's score. So well done on that, Lorna. That's very good. Yes. Up next, we have theatre.
Oh, theatre critic. No.
Tough word.
Lorna went for play, theatre play.
Okay.
She went wheelhouse.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lorna.
Sorry, Lorna.
Don't worry, it's Marley you need to apologise to.
Oh, what? I don't think she'll understand me.
Well, that's okay then.
What is it with the youth of today despising you guys? I thought it was bad enough that a coachload of like 10 to 14 year olds despised you, but now someone who's just 6 months old.
Yeah, Molly's like, I can't even say five words, but I do better than you.
I won't be able to say three words for at least another 6 months, and I would best your score. Lorna, let's do the remaining words though, shall we? What have you got for baby?
Shower.
Brain. Real, R-E-A-L.
Time.
Thing. Wind.
Rain.
Mill.
Oh my God.
Which means it is one out of five five words, £5,000. Listen, Lorna, it's been great having you on the show. Congratulations once again on the birth of little Marnie. We're so pleased for you and the family. And thanks for tuning into the show on the main station and on country as well. Have a great day ahead.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Cheers, Lorna. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where today is the day that Travis are popping by.
We're in the house.
As I said, as I embarrassingly, cringe-inducingly said just 10 minutes ago.
Fran Healy up in here.
Travis are in the house. My goodness me. Anyway, Fran is going to be stopping by. He's going to be talking about those iconic albums like The Man Who and talking about brand new music, which is very exciting. He's going to be in conversation with Ben Burrell. And I saw this as the perfect opportunity to do something that is long overdue. Something that I told you all about yesterday morning here on The Breakfast Show. This is a novel named The Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor, an Irish author. Now, Andy Dunlop, the super talented guitarist in Travis.
From the band,
he lent me this book. And all I can say is, I hope he's not like a library and does late charges. Because Andy lent me Star of the Sea to have a quick read of. Recommended. 20 years ago.
20 years
And I've not got round to giving it back to him yet. So
wait a minute. Judging by your showbiz age, would you have been 8 at the time?
Yeah, he did a visit to my school.
Oh, did he?
He just saw something in this young lad. He saw something in this young lad, and he went, you know what, what's your name? I said, David. He said, take this book, read that, you'll like it. Yeah. He gave me this book.
And you've had it ever since?
He lent me this book on holiday.
Oh wow. Presuming you'd have it back before you fly home or whatever.
Well, presuming, yeah. And as I say, we went on holiday together, Andy, from Travis and I.
Together?
Yeah.
That's so rock and roll.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago. I think it might be because of me not giving this book back that even though we were having a romantic dinner under the stars in the Caribbean 20 years ago, we haven't spoken in about 15 years.
Right, yeah, he's annoyed. It's the longest book
clone
in history.
I think he's annoyed. And he's like, famously one of the nicest people you could ever wish to meet, Andy from Travis.
But when he finds you, he's probably forgotten it by now, but now the interest on that will be sky high.
That's true. What if he does give library fees? Yeah. What do I owe him? Loads. Jenny in Newcastle has done some maths for us. It doesn't make for pretty reading. She says, Dave, Star of the Sea, open brackets, which is a brilliant book by Joseph O'Connor, is 400 pages long, which means you read on average 20 pages a year, which is 10 pages every 6 months, 5 pages every 3 months, about a page and a half a month, which kind of equates to a paragraph a week. So you can tell Andy from Travis that when he lent you that book, you perhaps read a sentence a day. What can I say? It's a slow burner.
Yeah, it is. You wanted to luxuriate into it. It's a slow burner. Take your time. Everyone rushes things. 100%.
You'd be kicked out of my book club.
Has everybody read the third sentence yet? Oh, my goodness me. The use of the apostrophe. Oh. I mean, I always thought I was a prolific reader, but...
It took you a while, didn't it?
Yeah, the maths has been done and proves me wrong. And speaking of the maths being done, coming up after this next song, we're going to be joined by a librarian who is going to tell me that if Andy from Travis was a library, how much money I would owe him in late charges. I'm nervous! All will be revealed next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome to the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits with 9 different playlists. If you're listening on the main station, that's Liam Gallagher and John Squire, Mars to Liverpool. And right now, from Barbados to London, England, up to Scotland, well, the Star of the Sea, this book has certainly been on its travels.
Yes.
And they continue today, when Fran from Travis is going to be chatting to Ben Burrell, which you'll be able to hear on Absolute Radio real soon. And I'm finally going to return Andy the Guitarist book. I've written a little note inside.
Yes.
Dearest Andy, I hope this finds you well. Please accept my apologies on the lateness of the return of your book. It has been over 20 years. Your friend Dave. P.S. I still have very fond memories of our time together in Barbados.
Oh, yes.
So such a touching note there. Hopefully that'll help things.
Yeah.
Star of the Sea, Joseph O'Connor.
It looks like the author wrote that note then, doesn't it? I own the book. I've had it for years. Because it was on Richard and Judy's book club.
What? Oh, cool, man.
That's weird.
When I was like 14 years old or something.
Right.
But
yeah.
I have never gotten around to it. Should I? Is it good?
Oh, well, here's another thing.
Oh, really? Really?
I hope Andy's not listening.
No.
Because it has been 20 years since I borrowed this book from him, but I too am yet to get round to reading it. Oh, dear. Right. We said yesterday on the show that we hope Andy from Travis doesn't charge late fees. So it's time to ask a librarian how much I would owe Andy if he were a library. Please welcome to the show, Janet. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Hello. Janet, welcome along. Janet's a librarian, everyone. Which means we're going to do this whole thing in hushed tones. I don't want to break any of the rules here, Janet. So, Janet, you're from Moreton Library in Gloucestershire, which is very nice. Have you ever read Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor?
No, sorry, I haven't. I looked at it and I thought it's more something my dad would read, not me. Oh.
So you literally, you judged the book by its cover, Janet?
No, I read the blurb. Yeah.
So, you have to read it, according to Richard and Judy. You must.
Yeah, it's got all these glowing reviews. I'm yet to meet someone who's read it. And I've actually had it for over 20 years. So, Janet, you're here for a reason. This is going to get back to Andy from Travis. Now, I don't want to make a very powerful enemy because, you know, I don't know if you know Andy from Travis, but he can be nasty. He can be real. No, he's one of the nicest people in the world. But I don't want to owe him any money.
No.
But if he were a library and I was returning Star of the Sea to him 20 years after I first borrowed it, as a librarian, please reveal the amount of money I will owe.
£1,460.
Whoa! What a fine.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you break it down for me, Janet?
20p a day.
20p a day.
That's like a pound a word.
Yeah. Words I've never even read.
Yeah. Thank goodness Andy isn't a library.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Thank God he's not a library.
He's only alive.
Like, he's coming in today.
That's absolutely fine. And from what I've heard, the new Travis stuff that Andy's very much part of as a songwriter and lead guitarist sounds great.
What a strange way for us to find out.
Maybe it's the only way I can. The only way I'm going to dodge the late fees is to bump him off. Is that what you're saying, Matt?
No. I wonder if he could pursue you through the civil courts. Maybe.
Well, don't encourage him, will you?
When there's blame, there's a claim. Andy, if you're listening, get in touch.
Oh, why does it always rain on me? The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Just after 9 is shout-out time here on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, and we always have a little game just to kind of make things interesting. And this week, it's been this. You're the first, you're the last, my everything. Yes, my first, my last, my everything. I've taken the first note of a song, the last note of a song, and that's all you're going to hear. If you can identify the song, well, you can earn a shout-out. Now, what you need to do is put the number 81215 into your phone and send along the shout-out that you would like, whether it be for yourself or whether it be for your place of work, a loved one, whatever it may be. Give us the details. The devil is in the details. And so that number is 81215. Just use it for that, though, and anything you think we might find fun or entertaining. Not as one anonymous listener did yesterday and sent us their full household expenditure for the month.
Don't do that.
That was nice, a whole itemised expenditure. You know, we said, oh, you think you sent this to the wrong people. To see this. So, my first, my last, my everything this morning comes from Absolute Radio 60s. That's the only clue you're getting. And the other clue is, well, it's the first note and the last note of one of the most famous songs of all time. Here we go. Yeah. Got it.
I think so.
You want another play?
Yes, please.
I've got the band, certainly.
Yeah.
Got the band, of course. Come on, you got this.
Could be a solo artist.
Yeah.
It isn't, but...
So, if you think you know who that is, the name of the band, the name of the song, along with whatever you want in your shout-out. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. You're the first, you're the last, my everything. Yes, my first, my last, my everything is the game we've been enjoying this week that can see you earning a shout-out just after 9. And look at the clock, the time has come. But could you tell me who this is? That's the first note of a song, it's the last note of the song. It was, of course, She Loves You by the Beatles. She loves you. And of course, if that's your kind of thing, we've got a whole pile of it waiting over on Absolute Radio 60s. But right now, well, it is shout-out time. So congratulations to Ryan, who wants a shout-out to Danny Pike, who is apparently a right character.
Really? I'll be
Danny,
aware.
Are aware you? Danny, what characters. You like? Hey, calm down with the banter, Danny. John, Anna and Tommy on their way to Heathrow. They're heading to Florida for Easter, which is very nice. Everyone at the Butchers in Manchester. Michael from Dartford, who's eating toast with Marmite and peanut butter. Will, Chris, Nikki, Wayne, Bob and Stephen all working hard. Steve and Sophie in Dartford, Debbie and Kev, who have been up since 6 a.m. getting an upholstery order out. Sue in Worcester, nervously heading to the dentist. Good luck, Sue. Laura, Abby, Becky, Sam, Hayley and Gina at OCG Legal. And RSPCA Andy in Norfolk, off to collect some animals for their vet checks.
Oh, lovely stuff.
That's what's going on at this moment in time, up and down and around the UK. Well done to everybody who earned their shout out. My first, my last, my everything. We'll be back on The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's your lot for Thursday morning. It is time to thank you for tuning into the show, bid you farewell, and remind you that the latest edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast is about to drop. But Matt, what's it going to be named? The podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions. The cows are 80s girls.
We spoke to a farmer, didn't we, on the Mugs game.
I can't stop poking.
That was the return of the poke button on Facebook in the social ammo.
Baby pothole.
That was Anna Geary's obsession with potholes.
What is it with the youth of today despising you lot?
That is the ongoing thing where children seem to hate Glenn.
Oh, I can't believe this one got jotted down. Travis in the house.
Oh, yes, ahead of the big book exchange later.
I'm vetoing that being an option.
No?
Oh, we can't,
it.
No. A pound for every word not read.
Oh, wow. What an amazing call with the librarian this morning.
Thank goodness Andy isn't a library. Andy's still alive.
Yes, there was some confusion about Andy being alive. He is, of course, we know.
Of course he is.
Yes.
And kicking.
I think it should be the fee from the library. Would it to have been borrowed from one? A pound for every word not read.
And therefore, the podcast is named A Pound for Every Word Not Read. Go get it wherever you get your podcasts. Right, Leona Graham's on the way on Absolute Radio. She has her tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £178,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow from 6 a.m. in fact. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.